which is Simon Rishon Gimel.
I'm on Yitzhakar.
Sif Hei. And we're in the middle of Sif Hei. On top of page left. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking. Let's just quickly go back to see what we're talking about. We're talking about in Yehudi. Starting from the bottom of page 46 by the Tzadi Dalit. Anything it's also to do, you can't tell a goy to do. You can't tell him to warm it up if it got cold. Right? If it was cold and he warmed it up, then it's aser bachlal. It's a kanas. Amna. Now this is where we're saying for Amma. In Lenistan and Kokach, Shadain Ruyim Lechel, if it's not so cold that it's still, you can still eat it. In Chimu or Issa, in Yehudim, Mutarim Lechel, then it's Mutar, because anyway, you didn't really tool so much, because anyway, you could have eaten it. Lechain, because of this, Nadi Gimay Shainim Yehudim Moitiyim Akdiris Menatanurim, Shematminim Behem. So they take out the pot, it's cold. So they're cold. So what do you do? Moshivin is an etzel tanner. So because it's aser, since it's aser, because it's cold. So what do they do? Moshivin is an etzel tanner. Based on chayr for Allah. So there was this thing called, I believe it's called a hearth. Basically, a big oven in the middle of the room that would heat up the room. The point wasn't to cook on it. It was a place to keep the place warm.
Fireplace.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I guess maybe a fireplace. Maybe it's more accurate even. Mashivna say it's a so you put the pot near the fire.
The olden times, they used to have like a hook
on top of it.
They used to have a hook next to the fireplace, next to the hearth, where you can hang up a pot. If you go to the old time house.
Right. Then she goes and lights up the fireplace or the earth, whatever it is, and then it gets heated up. So this is very interesting. Why is this not mir lakum? How could she light it up? That's mamash havar. So that the Mishnah explains because it's cold, and cold chaylam eitzel tzina. It's for the tzarech chayli. So therefore, you're able to heat up the room. You're able to tell a goy. Masha in king cooking, you can't tell. So since she's doing it for the heating of the room, and it's only a psik reisha that because she's heating the room, automatically it's going to heat up the pot. Psik reisha is fine when it comes to such a circumstance. That's how they would do it. For the Yisrael, it's going to be usher to do such a circumstance, even if the Yisrael puts it by the hearth and then she eats it up.
What if it automatically goes on?
Oh, good. He handles that over here.
That's a good put someone for a sick person.
Right.
123.
Where is it?
121.
Fine.
So let's
pause over here and let's see the Mishnah Berurah.
Wow. See a lot of put it on.
Sounds like it's whatever. Yeah. Pasha, but yeah. Anyway. Where are we starting from? From Tzadi Zayin. Even though it's you really nene from that which has got hotter, it's still motor b'diavid. Since you're able to eat it even without the heat, even though mamish put it on top of the fire, but tzivuyav, avopikain in letzar tavshel b'diavid. Mutarim lechol, afilu chimim malin yodit tavshel b'basa b'yach. Even though you put two things in, tavshel loyoyim etchila roy lechol machmas tinusar. So here, interesting zach. It says the meat you could eat cold,
And the tafshu you can't. So the meat you could eat. The tafshu you can't.
Heated up through.
Very interesting, no? Interesting. Since it's also to tell him to warm it up. So he does, he puts it on the tana before Hosak. There's no iser right now, there's no fire.
Beautiful.
Not to heat it up. But after having psik reisha, the gabi of tasha and schaim emela, you can welcome by Mir Lein Yehudi, the avi shvos, let's be maisa, leich mir and kuli hai, mishari, after psik reisha.
Did you put something in? Did he put something in?
Oh, it says he said that not.
You know if the fight is going to go on right now.
You can't put it on. Well, he just said it, but you're allowed to, by showing.
No. Oh, so he has a shmuz over here. This is very negay, guys. This guy's very negay. Let's say you have a fridge that has a light bulb in it. Yeah? And you forgot to undo the light bulb before Shabbos.
Okay.
So could you tell a guy to open it? So he's saying, well, a minute. It's Amir La'akom. It's only psigresha. Really, he's opening the door. It's only psigresha that it's going to go on. So right. According to the Shabura, it shouldn't be a problem.
It's switched in.
Yeah, in the Chanabi. So that's why it's psigresha.
Putting on the switch. Tell the guy, put on a switch.
He's not doing a mice of putting on a switch. He's doing a mice of opening the refrigerator door.
No, it's a grumma.
It's a psigresha, but he's saying a psigresha is fine.
Could the guy cover it?
He says over here.
Could the guy cover it on Shabbos so next time the yid can open it?
The guy has to open it.
So
he can't access it without opening it one time.
So the Ramesha says that you could tell a guy to open it because Lamaya says I psik reisha by mir lak, which is mutter.
How do you close it?
This is the same thing with Chaim Gadevsky.
Can't even shut the light.
How do you close it? Right.
The guy's going.
You can't tape up the switch either. That's the switch.
First of all,
but maybe the guy could tape it.
Right. The guy's good tape.
Oh, you're saying now it's not psik reisha anymore. Saying your mom's telling you to turn it off. Right here.
First of all, when he's shutting it,
maybe you can give him the light bulb as a present.
You can close it, like leave a piece of paper. You close it and put a book in the door.
Maybe.
I hear. I'm talking. I don't know. It's
going to
be a stickle and a pickle at that point.
It's
going to
go on to light bulb.
Shem Zalman. Arbach doesn't like it.
Oh. Shem Zalman.
LEDs might be less of a problem, huh?
I hear.
No?
She's talking.
I hear. I don't know.
No?
I don't know. It could be.
Today they have LEDs.
Yeah, could be. He says from Shlomo Zalman that he tines the Gvabs and Maisi Ben Daim because every single time you open the door, the light goes on. Mashenkin over here, not every single time you heat up the hearth,
the light bulb burned out
since
you opened the light.
Okay. And Rabbi Yashiv also, this is different. Whatever. He says, Benigea, Yid opening it. Ayin, Reish, Ayin, Zion, and Shin Mem Gimel. Anyway,
what if a Yid opens? It's a better question. What if a Yid opens up accidentally? Is he allowed to put something on the thing so next time it doesn't open up?
What do you mean?
The light doesn't.
He opened the fridge accidentally. So now the light went on. Now what does he want to do?
He put something on.
It's a big problem because he can't close it.
He can't close it.
So what should
he put something on the switch?
He just turned it off. Gewalt.
Yeah. Mandy, when you put something on the switch, it turns it off.
It turns it off.
Yeah. Gewalt. Shabbos.
Okay.
Just got the fridge with the Shabbos one.
Okay.
Behind the fridge.
Below the time, find it.
Below the time. All the time, the light. That's what I do. Never light on.
Okay.
Today there's other problems. It can't, after the brackets, it can't heat up the tavshil. After having psikreishel, the gavur tavshil shenis chamim emela. You come welcome by mirlo and yudu davi shvus. Let's be meis lemechmen kuli hayv and shrei up psikreishel. But that the chol ze beevlich, but the evlich. Evelich are the places the there's inset into the wall of the oven or on top of it where you could put stuff. Shebetana b'sacharif shalana, where we have such a inset, where we have she'in derech levashel b'chol milamayla gabayatana. That's not a derech to put food there. V'kach nuchaloy mer the einiker kavanasa in yudib behesek rak lichama bayis levashel k'der shem just milamayla gabayatana. Since it's not the derech to heat things up there. So Melo, when he's lighting the fire, he's heating the house, and Adama and Psikresha is also cooking. Avalatanurim shekorin English kitchen, but those English ovens shederech hakol aval shul bechol al gabeihen milamaylo. That's a derech is to put food there. Isa gama yish bezel lahamid amaychol lecham alidei yehudi afilu kaidem asaka. Then it would be mamish biaser. The vada kavan is yehudi behetzek afrik hakam bishvul al bishvul al kaderis. Don't tell me, oh, he's doing it to heat up the house. That's like telling me that, you know, the guy, the reason why we turn on our ovens is to heat up the house. Right? It's not true. And maybe that too. Maybe it also heats up the house, but don't tell me he's not doing it to cook. That's the way we cook. We turn on the oven like that. Sefer Tavtam, Adas, and Agar, and Shah, Right. Also, Bechia Gavna. It's also bichay. Afilo al di Yisrael also bichay gam. So if a Yisrael put it there, it's aser. Rezal loymer lahoish v'kaderes etzalatana beis chayref. I olav afilo kaidem hesek. Even a Yisrael, only a goy could put it there. Even though that the goy is going to go and light it, but still a yid can't put it next to the oven. Why? The havilay ke'echad noisin akadera ve'echad ha'esh. Oh, the harishin potter aval aser. Very interesting din. The din is, if one person puts the pot into the oven and the other one lights the fire, it's put, both of them are potter. The first one's potter avol aser. That means to say that the first one is aser. It's aser lechatchila to do that. Mashen ki b'amir leini yudi d'shari. To ikur kavanasum lechamim mabayis d'shari. U'mizeh nira atam. No, u'mizeh nira heter. Oh, so shukama we should have a heter. Shim nasa ni yudi mayim teichak deira kavur b'tanim nischamim. Very interesting halacha. Let's say there's a pot on top of the hearth where it's affixed there. There's always a pot there. So the problem is, if you light the fire without putting water in the pot, you're gonna crack the pot and we're gonna do to the pot.
So you have to put in water.
So you always have to put in water. So the goy put in water, pushed in order to heat up the house.
Right.
Now the water's hot. Now he can use the hot water. And he can wash his dishes with that. Even lechatchila could come to put water there. Here, if he puts the tavshil there, where he's trying to heat it up, it's still mutter, kol shekin kan, she'in kavanasai lechamim amayim, elo shelo yibaka kedera. The reason why he's putting the water there is pashut, so the pot shouldn't get ruined. If the goy would put the water even after he puts on the fire, it would still be mutter, because he's doing it for the pot. But to tell him to put water in after the fire is already going, that's lechayra aser. But even Yisrael can't put it in. But the material lahadiach. That which is mutter to wash the dishes, that's only where there's no fat. If you melt that fat and make it liquid. Put the kli in teichamayim al yeralem. The zeh hashari mishum like oven mice. Interesting. So if you put the kli teichamayim and then the fat melts by itself, that since you're not doing a mice, though, which is very interesting, for I don't know, chabrit, then it's fine.
Why not mice? Because cham is doing it. The water is doing it.
That's what it sounds like. I don't know.
It's
okay.
Like a crumb. It
sounds like, yeah, maybe something like that.
You put it on fire. The fire is doing it.
So I guess I'm hoping that we get to know that and understand more about this. But this is a gevaldige zach to me. This is very gel chayre. Let's say yomtiv. Yomtiv, you're letting wash your dishes, right, with hot water.
Mm-hmm.
But you should not be able to wash your chveis. You have fatty dishes. You have fat on your dishes where it's solidified. It's solidified, then you're doing nailut.
Bishul, you could do it.
No, it's not a problem. Yeah,
no, because if you use hot water in the device,
it's a new problem of nailut. Nailut is also a sign yomtiv. Bishul's motor, Havara's motor,
but if you put it in a fry pan, you put hot fat in a fry pan, it melts. Is that nailut on it? You're not doing it yet. That's for cooking.
That's what it sounds like what he's saying, yeah.
And you don't think we warm up fat to your meat to this?
He's saying. Saying, let's say you have a challah in the fridge. You keep your challah in the fridge. And now, let's say Rosh Hashanah, yeah? You prepared your challah beforehand.
Okay, yeah, long story. Yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah,
and now you want to put it up.
Anything you want, but roast. There's that soup that congealed. What's it?
Yes,
you're saying it all congealed. So you're saying you're doing noilet, what?
Yeah, no, so it's not going to have a problem.
I don't know. Right? Yeah, basically. I think it sounds like it should be a problem, right? From what you hear, what he's saying. I hear. It's my simchoya, I say. It was all the time. I didn't think about that. But look, I just want to be more that let's say you have, let's say you use cold water. Let's say you want to wash your dishes on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Use cold water, right? And you wash the challah out, right? But before it was solidified. It was solid in the thing, and now you put water in, it becomes liquid. Is that a problem?
No.
That's what I was clarifying. That maybe it doesn't do that. No, push it washes
impossible.
It out.
It's impossible.
Push it washes it out.
You can wash out a pot of fat.
It doesn't really wash out fatty fat. That's what you
said. No, the fat. Well, it shouldn't do that. Okay. So luchayr is not a problem. It's only the hot. It's all that's what he's talking about. Hot specifically, hot water. Okay. Fine. But if it's still hot, so then even the yazir ledes ben, you can put an eitzel tanor. Oh, we didn't see this. We didn't do this ramo yet. Should we save it for tomorrow?
Well, that's a challenge because if you keep water, take water from the tea kettle and hot, right? Then you got to cool up and now it's warm and then hot. Use it to wash out a couple of dishes.
Nachman. Oh, use hot water, right. Prepare hot water.
Yeah, prepare hot water. So yeah, you get a lid on the side here for now, and then you wash a couple of dishes.
Right.
Yeah, inshallah.
Right. It's interesting. It seems to be saying something wrong.
So I've been going right there.
So I'm leaving it up to the island because we're one day behind. So if we do half of the next one, then we could.
So let's go weiter, no?
Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, let's talk to Ramo weiter. Aval ma kederes adayin chamen, but if the kederes is still warm, the bottom line. Aval ma kederes adayin chamen, muter lahamidan eitzel tanor. Beis acharif ma'achas shen esparad the tanim shalani yesh lahem din kira smich be kira sheni gruf uktuma kedin gruf uktuma yinesina nesina aleha. So it would be muter to put it next to the tanor. We said three conditions, but we said that was the first shita. He said there are those who make healing, and the minute was that he
make.
He says the minig is to be meikel. So then, according to that minig, that he could be meikel b'chazara, even if you put on the karka. So too, over here, when you have your pot that's still warm, if even though you put on your karka, you can still put it back onto the tanner sheni gruf garf katan. The lismeich, you can do smicha. Adayin chamin, afilu eni atzilat zben. Mod la'amidan, afilu Yisrael, afilu lachash hosek. Eitzel tana beis acharif. Aval olav koshkim b'seichei also kivin sheni garfukat. ואפילו קודם הסק עשה ליתן עליו, משום חשש שמיכתה, אך כך בגחול נהר בסחיימוי, שהקדיר שמלמל ידין לתוכן. ואילם נהגו להתר, ליתן עליו כדיר סחמן קודם הסק, ואילם אז נויג תימטר כדיר סחמן, בפור הסק, ויש להם אמה שיסמכו, כמו שקסרנו לאל בעוד פי אלף, עין שם, ואחרי הסק לא ינקן, רק צריך ליתן איזה דף, או איזה תחסק כדיר להכיר רב, כנל בשם. Not really.
Yeah.
So before, like a
blood.
We passed
kind of like tomorrow.
Well, I'm in Hagen. Yeah, that to be machma. Kuf dalet.
Kedin
grufu k'tumal yinisin esalea. It's a loyman ki v'chi heichi the hazam motor lahachzer. Afilu b'shabes, just like over there, we say it's motor to be chadu chazara. Achinam yamotu lismeich pekir v'tanum shalano afkir shein garuf. It'll be of doing a chazara will also be motor. Okvar Nespire, who inyan bifne atzmai, now he's being mazal. What's going on with Chazara? Oh, the agabi karka. What is the Ramah bringing? He could do it agabi karka. Where does that come in, Bakla? So he's saying it's a nuzach. The Ramah is saying a nuzach over here. What he means to say is like this. Kihei lani Chazara agabi grufa Nespire la the motor. Afi lani chan agabi karka mikaidem. Hoadin, and Yichalachzar Lismoich, Eitzel Tanner, Shani Garuf, and Nizkalel, Afilu, and Mita Mikoid, and Kabikarka, come Kimbutter. So you hear you're doing basically Chazar, you're putting a Samoch to the Tanner, so basically, even though you put it on the floor, since we said before, putting it on the floor is not a problem, so to hear will be the same thing, and putting it on the floor won't be a problem.